October 22nd is the International Day Against Police Violence, and this is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of October 21st, 2004.
High priest, police!
Bad cop. Not
donut.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under the law, and I rule.
A former Los Angeles police officer already in prison on drug trafficking and weapons charges has admitted that he and other officers were behind a robbery spree from 1998 to 2001. Ruben Palomares and his colleagues collected guns, drugs, cash, and other items in robberies that would sometimes turn brutally violent. The officers frequently identified themselves as cops when they were committing their crimes, which were often staged to appear like police raids. During the spree, two men were shot with stun guns, one was beaten with a club, and one had a gun placed in his mouth while he was burned with a lighter. The group sold more than 700 pounds of marijuana, 50 kilos of cocaine, and an assortment of firearms and jewelry for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Five of the officers were on active duty at the time of the robberies. Two were from the LAPD, two were from the Long Beach Police, and the other is a former LA County Sheriff's deputy who is working as a prison guard currently. An investigation into the robberies is ongoing. A Galveston, Texas man is suing police for arresting him and forcing him to have his stomach pumped without his consent or a warrant. Robert Stokes was arrested for outstanding misdemeanor warrants after a traffic stop on October 14, 2002. Police say that when he was taken to jail, Stokes put some crack cocaine in his mouth to try to hide it from the officers. Stokes' lawsuit says that he put nothing in his mouth but was attacked by officers who beat and hurled racial epithets at him. He was taken to hospital where he was beaten further to force him to submit to the stomach pumping. When that tactic failed, Stokes was bound and drugged. After his stomach was pumped and nothing was found, officers were forced to withdraw the drug charges. He still faces charges of resisting arrest. The defendants in the lawsuit are officers Clayton Pope and Michael Gray, Sergeant Pedro Alocer, Lieutenant Henry Pareto, and the emergency room doctor who performed the illegal procedure. Lieutenant Pareto has already been suspended for an unrelated incident where he unjustifiably used deadly force during an arrest. Kenneth Henderson, chief of the Bound Brook, New Jersey Police Department, was fired Tuesday for alerting a local restaurant to an impending liquor license investigation. Henderson was eating in the restaurant when he was informed of the inspection by cell phone. The chief then told the owner and several employees that they had to leave and then donned a traffic control vest to make it appear to the investigators as though he had been directing traffic in anticipation of their arrival. Unfortunately, he committed these actions in full view of undercover investigators who had been placed inside the restaurant. Henderson is being held in jail on a $50,000 bail. The McNary County, Tennessee sheriff we told you about last week, who is facing charges of official misconduct, has had his trial date set for March 9th. In addition to his official misconduct charge, Sheriff Tommy Riley and a corrections official are also charged with facilitation of escape, filing a false police report, and tampering with an official record. Another former corrections officer is accused of bringing contraband into a jail and having sexual contact with one of his inmates in the same case. The police chief in Milwaukee has fired three officers over an incident in which six officers went sledding while on duty this past January. Officers Kevin Clark, Andrew Gebhardt, and George Valovic have all been fired. Officer Sean Racklaw received a 20-day suspension. During the sledding incident, Officer Clark was seriously injured. His fellow officers moved Clark to a nearby middle school and called in an officer down. Sergeant Brian Hinkle admitted to making up the story and resigned from the force before pleading guilty to official misconduct. He'll be sentenced next month. The town of Union, Oregon is now aware of why their police chief was fired last year. Chief Dean Muchow was fired after being charged with official misconduct and theft. Muchow's personnel file, recently released to a local newspaper, says that there were inappropriate actions taken during the course of several investigations involving children. One case involved a child who had told a teacher that his stepfather was abusing his mother. The chief interviewed the stepfather in front of the boy and revealed the identity of the teacher who reported the alleged abuse to the police. In another case, complaints were made that Muchow improperly obtained evidence from an alleged female juvenile sex abuse victim. Muchow said that the victim's mother actually obtained the evidence. In another case, an incident where an unattended child fell from the stands at a local fair was not investigated. A police officer from Lowell, Massachusetts, is urging his local city council to hire an independent investigator to look into corruption in the local police department. In his petition to city council this week, former officer Edward McMahon insists he will speak about and expose police corruption, police misconduct, police cover-ups, failure to investigate complaints, tainted internal investigations, and tampering with official police documents. The former officer is not offering further details at this time. The police in Norwalk, New York, are fuming over the unknown identity of the individual that provided a local newspaper with details of an investigation into an alleged sexual assault by one of its officers. The attorney for the victim of the assault has filed a lawsuit against the city. So far, the officer, James Saraceni, has not been charged with a crime, despite the fact that the assault took place at a police station where he was also drinking vodka with his victim. His rank was reduced from sergeant to patrolman after a police investigation of the incident. An unidentified source recently mailed a copy of the woman's statement to police and other documents to the Stamford Advocate newspaper that ran with the story, citing the public's right to know. 60 curious residents in Mount Morris, New York, turned out to their town hall meeting this week to hear the council accept the resignation of the local police chief. The resignation comes 9 days after he was suspended for an unknown reason. For 2 days last week, the local police station was jammed with cars from the county sheriff's department, leading many residents to speculate about possible misconduct on the chief's part. This week, Toronto Police Chief Julian Fantino announced that 3 officers are facing 13 new charges under the Police Services Act. The charges are connected to an investigation of the now disbanded plainclothes unit at a downtown police division. Officers Jody Watson and George Carudis, along with Bill McCormick Jr., son of the former Toronto police chief, are facing the new charges. McCormick is also facing 8 new criminal charges, including breach of trust, fraud on the government, and obstruction of justice. The new charges are the result of an investigation into a shakedown of bars in the entertainment district. McCormick and 3 other officers are also facing charges after an investigation into illegal gambling. An RCMP task force has been probing the allegations of corruption on the Toronto Police Force for 2 years. This week, 2 Toronto officers were acquitted by a judge for their 2002 beating of a deaf black man. A recent LA Times study has revealed that less than 1% of LA police officers have fired their weapons at suspects 3 or more times, but that those officers were involved in 20% of all police shootings since 1985. The study revealed that although some of the frequent shooters had been awarded by their department, others had committed numerous acts of misconduct. One officer framed a man on a gun charge, one had even robbed a bank. Several were implicated in beating suspects, planting evidence, and covering up shootings. The LA department has no policy on monitoring officers who are frequent shooters. The police chief in Hartford, Connecticut, has acknowledged that an investigation is underway into allegations of misconduct against members of his department. Police sources say that the investigation is based on a complaint made by a woman and that raises concerns about a number of cases that were handled by 2 detectives. No other details are presently available, but when they are, we'll be sure to tell you about it. A police brutality lawsuit brought by a man in Martinsburg against a West Virginia state trooper has been settled. Police have issued a written apology to the man, and trooper R.A. Spearman has been relocated to another part of the state. The man also received $115,000 as part of the settlement, but he had refused to endorse the check until the apology had been received. In his lawsuit, the man said that Officer Spearman stormed into his home and beat him, breaking his glasses and causing his nose to bleed. The officer also punched the man's wife when she attempted to intervene. The man was found not guilty by a jury on the sole charge of obstructing police that the officer filed against him. As the Saskatchewan government prepares to release a report about police brutality in the Saskatoon police, a new allegation of excessive force has been reported. On a local television newscast on Saturday night, witnesses described how they saw police slam the head of a handcuffed man into a police cruiser, covering the vehicle with blood. The force made an announcement that they will investigate the incident shortly afterwards. An investigation into alleged brutality on the part of police in Maysville, North Carolina, is continuing. The investigation is focused on an incident earlier this month where police officers were involved in a fight after they asked a man why his jacket was hanging on a stop sign. The officers say they were beaten and sprayed with mace. Witnesses accused the police of using excessive force before they got their asses kicked. As we reported last week, town council subsequently suspended the entire police force in Maysville after a meeting where many concerned citizens expressed their concern about the local police. One Hendry County, Florida sheriff's deputy has resigned, and a sergeant was suspended after an incident where a drunk driving suspect was clubbed, punched, kicked in the head, walked on, and thrown to the ground. The incident was captured by a video camera in the cruiser of one of the officers who inflicted the beating, John Childers. Sergeant Bobby Shaw was suspended for 5 days for not reporting the incident. In a separate investigation, four Hendry County officers are being investigated in connection to the police shooting death of a woman who fled the scene of an accident. Another Hendry County officer was caught on tape last year beating a man in a rage after finding his sister in the man's car. The officer in that incident was never disciplined. In another unrelated incident, a man has filed a complaint against the same department after officers choked him to the point of passing out after he was arrested for marijuana possession and complained to an officer that his handcuffs were too tight. The man was also tasered and beaten in the August incident. Currently in Canada, coroner's inquests are being held into the deaths of 6 people that may be connected to the police use of tasers. So far, all 6 of the police taser victims have been determined to have died because of their cocaine use. Arizona-based Taser International claim they have data that shows that tasers have been used to save lives or prevent injury in North America over 5,000 times. However, cases of abuse are multiplying as stun gun use proliferates. Currently in Canada, 51 police forces and 4 corrections services use around 2,500 tasers. In the U.S., over 5,500 police forces use tasers. This week in Lafayette, California, officers had tasers returned to them after their use was discontinued following the in-custody death of a man and repeated allegations of police misconduct involving stun guns. Send your comments and story ideas for Bad Cop No Donut to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. A reminder that October 22nd is the International Day Against Police Violence, and events are planned to mark the day worldwide. If there's one in your town, I would encourage you to attend and find out more about your local police. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Beginning on Friday, CKLN is having its annual fundraising drive. CKLN is a listener-supported station, and we need your financial support to keep our diverse programming on the air. Find out more or listen to CKLN live at www.ckln.fm. Each week, we end this segment with a song about the police. This week, it's Police Brutality by The Unseen.
The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police. The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police. The confrontation was not created by the police. The confrontation was created by the people who charged the police.
Let's go!
things straight once and for all. The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder.